Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrill Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck. It's up to us to determine, though, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow us on X and Instagram and Men's Room Live, or like the Men's Room on Facebook, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And as always, we have three stories. Oddly enough, none of these stories from Florida today. That might be a first.
All right.
But let us start in Poland, where a 56-year-old woman, she was arrested and charged with systematically adding toxic substances to a co-worker's drinks, simply because she disliked them. So it's unclear when the unnamed cleaning woman started poisoning her colleague, but the 51-year-old victim started feeling seriously ill and under the weather a few months ago. So at first, she thought her stomach pain was caused by stress, working too much, but as her symptoms worsened, the woman went to the hospital for a checkup, and doctors there, they told her, well, she showed signs of internal injuries similar to those caused by toxic substances. So they asked if she'd been ingesting something that she wasn't supposed to, but she hadn't. But the question reminded her of the weird taste that she had had in her mouth after drinking a morning cup of tea at work. So the victim worked at an office building with a number of other women employed by the same cleaning company. She went to a local police station to report her suspicions, but she was told, look, there's nothing we can do just based on your hunches. But she needed to provide some solid evidence. So what did she do? She installed a hidden camera in her apartment. It wasn't long before she learned that one of her coworkers, a 56-year-old, was spraying cleaning agent and other corrosive substances in her tea and soda bottle. But instead of confronting the perpetrator, she recorded the poisoning routine for several days before turning the evidence over to police. They then arrested the 56-year-old cleaning woman a few hours later, along with another 68-year-old woman to whom she'd been talking on the phone while poisoning the victim's drinks. So the other woman, she confessed to knowing about the poisoning, but not telling the victim about it. Well, police have yet to reveal the reason behind the poisoning, but according to sources quoted by Polish media, the two older women simply did not like the victim, apparently at a slightly higher position at the company that they worked for, and they wanted to get rid of her by poisoning her. Anyway, the woman caught on camera poisoning her co-worker's drinks. She risks up to 20 years behind bars. So you don't like someone, poison her drink.
Poison them.
This story doesn't have a lot of details, but it has all the details you need, I guess. We go to Tennessee, where a 51-year-old man named DiCarlo Pitchford, he shot his wife last month. Now, there's not a lot of details on what was happening, but the wife told police that he was blocking her from leaving the house. Now, when she tried to get past him, he shot her in the abdomen and said, quote, I told you to stop playing with me. Now, she needed medical attention because he shot her. So he did drive her to the hospital. But he stopped for a beer on the way.
My man.
He was charged with second-degree attempted murder, domestic assault, and felon in possession of a firearm. No word on the wife's condition, but she's been cooperating with police, so she at least survived the attack.
Hang on, baby. I'm going to get a cold one real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Does that mean he went into a bar and just pounded one real quick?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, he shot her. Like, I'll take you to the hospital. Stopped at a bar along the way. Got a beer.
Right. So it stopped for a beer. Not to stopped, get a beer, but stopped,
stopped
for
a beer. Correct.
That tells me he did just post up real quick.
Then here we go.
How's it going?
A 75-year-old school bus driver in Pennsylvania named Harvey Slyker. He's facing charges after police say he threatened the children he was driving and punished them by cranking the heat. Now, parents say the children got off the bus crying and extremely sweaty. Harvey demanded that the kids close all the windows. Then he turned the heater on full blast. Now, supposedly, it was 74 outside, but inside of the bus, it was anywhere from 95 to 100 degrees. He told the kids, quote, I'm going to cook you all. And also threatened to bring a panel the next day. Investigators say the students were between the ages of 5 and 12. So this is elementary school kids. Now, Harvey was charged with simple assault and reckless endangerment, and he won't be driving for the district ever again. It's unclear what set him off in the first place or what he thought the mobile sauna would accomplish. No indication that any of the kids were seriously hurt. Well, those are your stories, man. We had a woman in Poland who's systematically poisoning one of her coworkers simply because she didn't like them, as opposed to people that poison you because they do like you. We have the guy in Tennessee. We do not know why. Shot his wife, drove her to the hospital, but stopped for a beer on the way to the hospital, leaving the wife in the car. And finally, the bus driver that cranked the heat up to about 100 degrees inside because he was mad at elementary school.
Okay. Well, I mean, at least the bus driver, the kids are okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's a D move, though.
Well, 100%, and I get where the parents would be super pissed,
oh, yeah.
But the woman in Poland...
They're trying to kill her.
They're trying to kill her, and then the woman in Tennessee got shot.
Yeah. And he was charged with attempted murder, second degree. So as the courts look at it, he was also trying to kill his wife. I think his lawyers will plead down, going, most people that try to kill someone don't also take them to the hospital.
The bus driver.
Even if they stop for a beer along the way, the point is he still took a drive.
If I'm a bus driver, I know one thing. I'm taking a job to transport children to and from school.
Elementary school.
I know what I'm getting into.
Oh, yeah.
I know what I'm doing. It's like running a daycare. I know I'm going to be around kids. I cannot be that frustrated and crazy. In this instance, though, I think the bus driver, even though he's a nut job, sucks the least.
All right.
As Ted said, no one was almost attempted to murder
anybody.
It is horrible
what he did, right? But I'm just saying,
no one shot anybody.
The kids, right? The kids are all fine. They were just a little traumatized and obviously hot and sweaty.
Yeah,
and I'm thinking this guy must have had something kind of break on him, because it's one thing to like punish him, but to be like, I'm gonna cook you kids.
Yeah, don't keep the windows up, crank the heat, and also, why do you have a 75-year-old bus driver?
Not only that, but, you know, a kid can crack a window back there. If he stops the bus and pulls over, get off the bus.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's the situation.
I get why they're charging that dude with attempted murder, because it's like, she could have bled out. And he's like, oh, I'm going to stop and get a beer. Plus, I have a feeling, this guy sounds insane, but I'm thinking he might have was like, screw it, I'm going to get a beer, as I'm going to jail for a long, long time.
Yeah.
You might be right.
Probably, I'm just saying, if I'm his lawyer, and I'm not defending this guy at all, but I'm just saying, if I'm his lawyer, I'd be like, Your Honor, you could put attempted manslaughter on there, or actually manslaughter, as it were, but if he's trying to kill her, why would you take someone to a hospital?
I would assume, too, that he shot her with a shotgun.
Why do you think a shotgun?
I think if you were to be shot in the stomach with a rifle, all right, or a gun, the buckshot will spray, it won't. You won't bleed out.
You won't necessarily bleed out, right?
Correct. But with a bullet, you know, you can.
Sure.
So
that's your reasoning. Probably a shotgun.
I'm thinking it's probably a shotgun because he could stop. Now, if I'm shot, I'm just going to assume that I'm bleeding pretty bad.
Yeah, I would
think
so.
I'm going to hold a hole. But with buckshot, it just kind of sprays.
Yeah,
it doesn't
go
as deep. You know, it's for like killing a squirrel or something.
I think we're giving him too much credit. Like, I think he could just shot her.
Yeah.
And then it was like, screw it, I'm getting a beer too. Right?
I think
like,
all that's correct. Yeah.
But if she was like, oh, you're liking all that crap, I don't think he would have done that. Or maybe he would have.
I mean, he shot his wife.
I don't think she was quiet about it. I mean,
I don't think she was hiding it. Like, obviously, she was upset.
Yeah. you shot me and you're my husband. Like, she is not going to be quiet on that car ride. That's my guess.
Man, oh, man.
Right, like, people that get shot generally aren't like, oh, no, it hurts a little bit. You know what I mean?
Right.
And honestly, if you get shot in the stomach, I'm just taking this from watching Westerns.
Okay.
You'll bleed out, but it'll take a while.
Right.
So I'm thinking this psycho is just, I can't believe he's stopping for the beer.
That's
stopping for the beer.
That's kind of why he made the spouses shoot each other all the time. You go, that's a story's a dime a dozen, right? You can find that every day. The fact that I'll take you to the hospital, so I thought, okay, maybe he did this by accident. No. Then he stopped to get a beer, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, man. I mean, that's, like I said, the best thing he did was take her to the hospital. But the only reason he took her to the hospital is because he shot her in the first place.
Well, and I think sometimes, too, like, he might have meant to kill her. And then he shot her. She's still fought, like, alive. And he's like, oh, damn it. I'll take her to the hospital.
I'm kind of worried. What kind of beer did he order?
Right, exactly.
That tells you a lot about somebody.
16 or 22? Like, 22.
I've done 22.
Yeah, and a shot. Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like the Men's Room on Facebook or follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Okay, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to the Men's Room.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.